07575. First, though, an American back-to-work guru has warned people in Gloucestershire that a flooded jobs market will expose mature candidates to new levels of discrimination from cost-saving bosses. The advice has been given to out-of-work mature executives in the county by Scott Kane. Scott founded Grey Hair Management in America, and he's in Gloucestershire at the moment, launching the UK version of Grey Hair Management at the new headquarters in Cheltenham. And he told me that the British mature job seeker is fairly similar to the unemployed in America.
I'm not sure that the English have realized the difficulty it is in getting a job today. Mm. But I have to believe the same problem that we have in the States is going to be here too. It's just, you know, for example, Monster.com, the average number of applicants for a Monster ad is 1,500. How do you compete with 1,500, you know, candidates?
Sure.
And so it's very tough to get separated. One of the things that we look for in a candidate is, how are you different than the other 200 people standing in queue waiting for to be interviewed for the same job? The bottom line is, what makes you different than everyone else? What are your credentials? In other words, we believe everyone has a uniqueness about them that, if identified, makes them 85% better than anyone they're ever going to compete with. The problem is, do you know what that uniqueness is? We call that a personal competitive advantage. So if you can identify what your personal competitive advantage is, you have an edge over somebody else running for the same race.
I guess the biggest worry for anybody who loses their job, who's been doing the job for a long time, is you look and think, well, actually, if I was boss of this company, and I probably want to reduce the big-earning older managers and bring in more younger people on minimum wages at the bottom of the ladder to boost the company, I kind of understand where they're coming from. And then you think, well, hang on a minute, that must be the same for every company, so where do I fit in?
Well, but what you're not taking into consideration is that the young individual doesn't have the same kind of experience level that the senior person does. And again, we're talking about wisdom and experience, not necessarily age. And it doesn't necessarily mean that somebody who's been in the business 20 or 25 years is making more money than someone who's been in the business 5 or 10 years. Of course, but proportionally, they're providing so much more value to the company. That, by the way, is a very big key. If you're not providing value to the company, then you don't deserve to have that job.
Sure, and people need to understand that. You've got that kind of tough love feel. And what about when it comes to looking at older people and the way they sell themselves? What do they not do enough of, do you think, in your mind? What kind of are the key errors that you keep seeing time and time again?
Well, we need to understand why anyone gets a job today. People get a job today because someone perceives you are the solution to their problem. That's the only reason you're going to get hired. So if that's the case, you need to find someone who needs a solution, and you need to be the best solution. Most people have difficulty, even if they feel they're perfect for the job, they have difficulty identifying how they can solve the problem.
Scott Kane there, the American back-to-work guru in Gloucestershire at the moment, launching the British version of his company that he founded in America, Grey Hair Management, looking for ways to get more mature executives back into work.